Hope you are doing as best you can to beat the heat this week. We all are here at WCHL, as is Kristen Smith, who joins us now from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business beat. How are
you? Aaron, thanks for having me. Two, sorry I'm late. But three, I have to correct you. It's actually, for this week, it's Kristen Smith from the Carborough Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce.
Ooh.
So that's... I'm here to bring the short and sweet business beat from the Carborough Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But came straight from an event with the governor, Governor McCrory, talking about two potential bond referendums, $1.5 billion each, some going to education, some going to roads and infrastructure, some to state buildings, and I think we'll see it locally investing in Durham Tech. So I hope it's a good excuse to be late because the governor kept me. So he was the one that was running late.
I don't know. Some of our listeners might not think that was such a great idea.
So, but I'll be paying attention to this because, you know, town of Chapel Hill voters will see a $40 million bond on their ballots this November.
And that's the local one.
Yes, yes. Not even touching right now the county bond referendum that will most likely be on ballots in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping an eye on the bonds. Also, I'm going to try for a segue, but from bonds, bonds to Coldwell Banker celebrated their grand reopening this morning. So
they deal with bonds, right? Different kind of bonds, maybe.
The bonds that you have with you and your realtor, perhaps.
I was thinking like you go to a bank and you buy a bond that you cash in 50 years later. I don't even know.
Coldwell Banker is here to help you with your real estate needs, and they're even more prepared, adding 1,700 square feet. They're located at 1600 East Franklin Street. Nearly 30 years ago, they opened, and we celebrated with a ribbon cutting to celebrate
that?
Their grand reopening. Pardon me?
When was that?
That was this morning.
That was this morning?
Yeah,
oh, wow. Okay.
So it's been a busy week at the Carborough Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. So we were excited to celebrate with Coldwell Banker, and tomorrow we're going to be asking folks to make it a progressive party.
Okay.
How so?
Yes.
So because this is Kristen Smith from the Carborough Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce, we are at, inviting folks to join us at Business After Hours. We're going to have it at Carmel Mall in Carborough.
Okay.
We hope that you'll park your cars in the Harris Teeter parking lot and join us entering in the Elmo's entrance for networking, food, and drink. But the same evening, and this is how you can make it a progressive party, is the Carborough Business Alliance is hosting their social, and they'll be at the newly renovated Speakeasy in Carborough. So although if you're parked in Carmel Mall, make sure you're doing business at Carmel Mall, but as always, my favorite place to park is the 300 East Main Deck, and that's a great place for you to park and progress to both parties.
Awesome. So that Speakeasy is back open now?
Speakeasy is back open.
Nice.
If you haven't seen it,
I have not seen it yet, no.
Aaron, where have you been?
I haven't been to the Speakeasy in a little while.
They have 40 beers, 40 taps at their bar.
Awesome.
It's beautiful. Often, maybe not tonight because it might be a little too hot, but it's a much more, although maybe contradictory to their namesake, they have a much more open space, and they open the windows, and it's a great place to great watering hole to get a drink after work.
That's
so
really nice. Actually, I like the Speakeasy before the renovations, too, because that was a really cool place even before, and now they've renovated it. They've made it even better.
Even cooler. Isn't that
awesome.
What Ron says? 1 degree cooler
in Carborough. 1 degree cooler in Carborough. Now it's 2 degrees cooler because...
With the Speakeasy renovation, I'm going to go ahead and declare it Carborough 2 degrees cooler. So
it's only 150...
Exactly.
8 degrees
exactly,
in Carborough.
Exactly. Yeah. Man, so hope that I can head to Carborough to cool off, but hope you'll join us for... Business After Hours tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30, and make it a progressive party by stopping by Carborough Business Alliance's social at Speakeasy from 5 to 7.
Awesome. So you can go to both at once. That'll be really cool. So Chapel Hill, Carborough Chamber. No, Carborough Chapel Hill.
Carborough Chamber.
Is that because the event is tomorrow at Carmel Mall? Okay. Carborough Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. You can visit them online, carolinachamber.org. That website doesn't change regardless of the order of the towns. And you can click on the calendar of events and get a whole lot more on that. Kristen, what else is going on this week?
What else is going on this week?
We're all kind of gearing up for 4th of July stuff, of which there's a ton. But
exactly. I hope folks will head to Keenan Stadium. I think, you know, this summer, I'm a UNC alum and love the students, but I think the summer gives us an opportunity to find a way to get downtown, to find our favorite parking spot, find that that downtown lunch spot. I know Mayor Kleinschmidt tried every downtown lunch spot. I want to see if he's up to date, and we'll probably ask him if he's tried all of them, although his office has moved away from downtown. But it's an opportunity to come downtown. So with Movies Under the Stars, a space themed Movies on the Walls deck provided by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. The Varsity has a new digital screen, so you can beat the heat.
Thank you, Kickstarter.
Thank you, Kickstarter. Yes. I'm a donor. I forget what my prize is, but supported the Varsity's digital screen, so you can beat the heat by going inside to watch a movie.
We haven't mentioned this, I don't think, on the air at all about the Varsity Theater, but one of the prizes, and I think a lot of people noticed this and may not necessarily have known what this was about, but one of the prizes for that Kickstarter was you got to have the message up on the mark. Key. So for the longest time, for several weeks, the winner of that decided to post an inspirational message up on the marquee. So for several weeks, just said everything is going to be all right. And I thought that was the coolest thing.
Chapel Hill, it's actually a Chapel Hill High School alum, Sarah Dessen, a young adult fiction writer that we're lucky to have in Chapel Hill. You should ask Susan Brown about if Susan's coming in today.
It's going to be a different Susan today. Susan McGuire.
Okay.
Because they're all named Susan over there. So
every single library employee is named Susan.
I only know two, and they're both named Susan, so I'm extrapolating from that.
It's a short job application. Is your name Susan?
Yes. Check yes or no. Yeah.
So, Sarah Dessen's inspirational message was a great kind of beacon in downtown. And
yes,
so,
it was.
Hope folks will check it out. As you may have heard on this station, the best way to find your favorite parking space is parkonthehill.com.
Parkonthehill.com?
Yes. And mind you, speaking of this marketing campaign, it's actually honeysuckle sorbet, Aaron, not honeysuckle ice cream.
Okay.
So that's the
I'm
one.
I'm not
that,
re-recording
sorry to correct you twice in one interview.
You can't do that voice and say sorbet. It just doesn't sound. It just doesn't have the same ring to it.
I'm not a very gracious guest today, but certainly excited to celebrate Coldwell Banker's grand reopening. Please look for more information coming about the bond referendum, both town and state, and hope that you will join us in Carborough, the Paris of the Piedmont, for a progressive party. And stop by Business After Hours and the Carborough Business Alliance's social.
All right. CarolinaChamber.org, the website, if you want more about the Carborough Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.